Hello and welcome to the What's Cooking podcast. This is our Adjusting With mini-series where we're chatting to some of our past guests to hear updates on how their businesses are going and highlight any new initiatives that they might be working on at the moment. They'll be talking us through how they're adapting to challenges and generally keeping going during this time.
If you want to find out more about these guests that we're chatting to, and we definitely recommend you do that, you can scroll back through our archive and find whole episodes with these guests. You can learn about their businesses and what they're about. We really hope you enjoy these mini episodes and that you find some kind of comfort or inspiration in what they have to say. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yay.
Yay.
I'm all right. Hello.
Hi.
How was your meditation today?
Well, really great. Apart from we had a tree cut down outside the front window 2 minutes before the meditation ended. So we'd like gone through the whole sensory connection. I was getting everyone to see in silence and I was chainsaw starting in the background. So it's like, oh no, all the times, because it's normally really, really quiet around here as well. But everyone laughed about it. So it's real life meditation. I was like, yes, yes.
Yeah.
It is.
So you're using those meditations every day, are you?
Yeah, during the week. And I kind of done a couple of, I did one hot chocolate and one chocolate tasting today. And basically everyone said, can we do a chocolate one every Friday? I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'm happy to do that. So it's now going to be chocolate Friday, which is great.
And how does that work? Do you just get them to bring your own chocolate?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. It's just like whatever people have got in the cupboard and they can just bring that along and taste that. So yeah, obviously I don't bring like my little array of chocolates that I normally bring along to sessions, but quite nice actually, because you can be really, really focused. Quite often when I do group sessions, even in companies, I end up doing two buttons in 10 minutes to kind of move people through it. Whereas actually this is like 15 minutes tasting one or two pieces of the same chocolate. So it's actually like really calming. And I get to eat chocolate too. So, well, I mean, I would be anyway.
So. Now you've just got an extra excuse to. What's the feedback been like on these sessions?
Really good, actually. Do you know, and I wasn't sure how it would feel to start with. And it's been really amazing. And I've actually seen the same people coming along quite a lot during the week. So it's really helped me feel quite connected to other people who are around as well. And it's been quite nice because we're just moving through different types of meditation, giving people the chance to explore things. It's not too long. So they're 15 minute sessions. So it's manageable for most people. And it's really different doing meditation live with other people. Even when you're doing it remotely, it's very, very different to sitting and just listening to an app. There's just something very different about the energy, which I've always felt when I've been in a room with people when you're meditating as a group. But as it turns out, actually meditating as a group, even remotely, there is a very, very different feel to it. So yeah, it's been nice. And it's also given me a bit of rhythm and schedule in my day as well. I mean, like, things are definitely better this week-ish. Like, my focus is definitely off in comparison to what it normally is. And my productivity is, I'd say it's taken me probably, other than actually making the hot chocolate stuff, most of the things are taking me 2 to 3 times as long as they normally would, I would say. It's just been like, yeah. So having that as like a little bit in the middle of my day, knowing that I have to do that, it's really good for me. So yeah, it's been good.
I think it is interesting because I've found that, and I've heard from others that, you know, doing the same tasks as normal is just taking longer, and it's almost maybe not a bad thing. Like with certain tasks, I feel like actually the time I'm taking now to do them is how long they really should take if I'm being kind to myself, rather than sort of before this time we're in, when it was kind of manic and actually you'd kind of slightly rush through things without really being very present in that task.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I think just not having the travel time actually makes a really huge difference, because like quite often I would be maybe doing about the same amount of work, but then fitting in travel time and stuff around it as well, and not having to do that is really nice. I could probably be doing some things a bit quicker, but it's also, I think it's, yeah, that whole thing of being kind with yourself and also just understanding the environment that we're in at the moment. It's just, it's such an unknown place. And of course that makes things feel unstable, but yeah, it's felt really nice to take my foot off the gas a bit, because I was actually going to have a really busy couple of months. And so while financially, the first couple of weeks when that, everything just started being cancelled and postponed, I was like, and now things have just sort of started to pick up again. People are doing alternative things. People are looking for alternative things for me to provide for them as well, which is really cool. Yeah, and there's just been some really amazing relationships I've built with people, both kind of like client people and just people. So it's been a really interesting time. Like definitely highs and lows, that would be my description. Like all of the emotions, sometimes in one day. But yeah, I think I'm just also really grateful. And I don't know whether you found the same thing. I mean, I'm really grateful to still be able to work, and I'm really grateful to have kitchen time. For me, that's just been really helpful. But also to do some creative stuff as well, like even just a little bit of like actual chocolate making for fun, as which I haven't done for ages, because normally it's been work related, and that's fine because it is like that's fun work to do. But it's very different when you're not doing it for any other purpose than just to have a little bit of fun, which is, yeah, that's really, really nice. And having weekends. Oh my God. It's like, what? And I actually have been having weekends. It's been really nice.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think, and kind of being quite guilt-free about not trying to do bits of work at the weekend, especially the first couple of weeks when things were quite quiet. And then, as you say, things started to pick up a bit, but it was quite a weird feeling to be like, oh, I've got 2 days where I could just do nothing and not feel bad about it.
Yeah. And I must admit, the first few weeks, I think the first 2 or 3 Saturdays, because I was actually really exhausted after the working week, I mostly just did a long walk, watched TV and slept. And that was about all I could manage, so that then by Sunday I had enough energy to do some stuff around the house. But yeah, like slept. And I felt a little bit bad to start with. And then I was like, no. No, this is just obviously what you need. And I think it's that whole kind of slight guilt over not being in the front line and doing more active stuff and being out there. But then thinking, actually, there's people that are doing that. I can kind of stay in my lane and deliver the things that I can from the safety of home. And actually also feeling really grateful I've got things I can share with people as well. Like actually, you know, I've always thought meditation was important, clearly, but now being able to give that to actually a much broader audience than the kind of people that I'm always working with. So there's definitely been silver linings. I mean, there's been some shit things, don't get me wrong. And some days I've just sat and watched the news and cried. But then it's like, do you know what? There's also some really beautiful stuff to come out of this as well.
It's so interesting to hear your experiences over the past few weeks, and building those connections, I think, will be really important, and it will be positive for you and your business going forward. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I really do. And I think even some of the like business clients that I'm working with, the kind of conversations that I'm having with them, more than just the regular like business type conversations, you're sort of going into the next level of a connection with a person and kind of talking. And I think maybe being a bit more vulnerable in a way that, especially, and I'm sure you recognize this, as you know, as a small business owner, other than you know, you always have your little, well, and I know, Beth, that, you know, we have our little like lady mastermind, I'm going to call it, group, where we can be honest with each other and the ups and the downs and share that. But you know, when your public face of your business, sometimes you have to be a bit more professional. You don't necessarily want to share all of those internal struggles, but it's really nice to have a little bit more vulnerability, and for people to also be really flexible and understanding the vast majority of cases where, like, you know, if you might run out of ingredients or stuff has been delayed coming through the post. And so it's like, yeah, you know, that's happening at the moment. So it's almost like there's this massive big chill out has happened across many, many businesses, where before it's like, you know, it has to be like this, has to be done like this. And now it's like, let's just get done what we can get done. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be good enough and right for now, which is really nice.
It's so nice. I've definitely noticed that as well. Just interactions have been so much kinder, more thoughtful. And like you said, people are way more understanding. And when they come to email you about something that's gone missing, they're already, you know, they're not coming from an aggressive standpoint, which some people in other times may have.
Yes. And I think it's also been really amazing to see the real searching and support for small businesses and small independent businesses. And I think there's also been, I think with the whole situation of, you know, the self-employed support from the government, this sudden realization that you've got 5 million people in this country who are self-employed or sole traders. And that doesn't even include then the small businesses of 2 or 3 people that are still really small scale businesses producing this stuff, like really, really beautiful stuff with meaning. And I think it feels like people have got the time and awareness also to really look for that stuff in a different way. And that's been really quite incredible as a still relatively fledgling business from the product side of things, given that I really only relaunched that in November. So for me, I'm like maybe 5 or 6 months in. And yeah, it's just, it's been really, really lovely to hear the support and see the support from people as well, and people just really making an effort and even saying, because I know what I'm selling is a more premium product because I use really beautiful chocolate, and people saying, well, you know, yes, it is more premium, but I'm not spending on other things because I'm staying at home, so actually I can invest in this and try this for myself. I mean, that's amazing, because I'm all about conscious consumerism anyway. I don't want people to buy my hot chocolates and just let it sit in the back of the cupboard. I'd rather they just didn't buy it. I won't be insulted. I want people to buy it and enjoy it and really treasure the experience that they get from that. And I'm kind of hoping, especially with all the crazy purchasing that went on in the supermarkets and people suddenly realizing what it can be like when you can't have access to things, I'm really hoping some of that travels through into whatever the new post-coronavirus world is. I'm keeping optimistic.
Yeah. I have one portion left of my hot chocolate.
Well done. I'm very impressed.
I've gone through the original and the salted, and now I'm on the ginger. They've all been a total delight. Delicious.
Thank you.
Like you said, you just thought, it's just that moment. You're like, I'm going to have a hot chocolate this evening. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'll be honest, there have been many afternoons where I have done that for myself. Yeah, no, and it's just, I think almost having that to escape into has been a really, really big help as well. I think just having something where you can switch off a little bit and switch on to just that time in the kitchen, because when you're in the kitchen, you know what it's like. You have to focus on what you're doing, or things just go wrong. You know, you mismake a recipe or you set the ovens too high. And yeah, and I think the same thing again, even with the making of that, most of it's not been rushed orders. Even when I've been getting big orders for my little taster pouches, I've normally got a few weeks to put all of those together. So it's, yeah, I'm really quite enjoying being able to just moderate my time a little bit. Yeah, it's been great. That's like the upside. I won't tell you about all the other times I've started going, oh my god, my business is falling apart, what am I going to do? It's not, it's okay.
Have you had any issues with your suppliers?
Well, that was the thing I was actually really worried about, particularly because I can't really substitute the chocolate that I use. And because I use either Pump Street or Chocolat Madagascar, you know, it's two very specific brands. If I can't get those, then I can't make my products. And actually, as it's turned out, both have still been able to supply, because I get my Chocolat Madagascar through HB Ingredients anyway. But Pump Street have been amazing. They've been able to stay live the whole time, manage on skeleton staff. Most of my other ingredients I buy from online kind of bigger batch suppliers anyway, so I've been really fortunate. And like, even things, there's all the things you don't think about, like label printing. I had to get a whole load of new labels printed, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, what if everything's been shut down because of COVID? And actually most of those businesses are still working, just in kind of new ways. So again, what I thought might be a real issue at the beginning has been fine, and it's maybe taken a day or two longer for some stuff to come through, but yeah, nothing crazy. Because I don't have you had issues with that at all?
I found the same thing. I kind of tentatively emailing because I ran out of cards, I ran out of labels, I ran out of absolutely everything, and tentatively emailing saying, you're still working,
are you there?
Can I get some stickers? Same as you. Yeah, a bit, you know, skeleton staff. It's going to take maybe a week longer for some of my suppliers, but it was fine, you know.
And it's one of those things that you kind of, I almost felt a little bit guilty about as well. It's like, you know, I'm hassling people about getting labels when there's all this stuff happening. What am I doing? And then it's like, but hang on, do you know, this is also my way of contributing, is through doing what I'm doing. And whether that be people coming to my meditation sessions or buying products from me, and I've got the option for people, for my little taster pouches, for people if they want to donate one to people working in NHS. And from next week, I'm going to have a discount code available for people who are NHS or social care that want to be able to buy some, or someone that wants to gift to them. And I'll just do that on trust. I don't need people to prove to me, you know, if you feel like you haven't got enough money, that the discount will be good for you. I'm fine with that as well. So, but I'll just go on trust that people are in the NHS or social care.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And we were talking about this earlier, Beth and I, actually, that, you know, because I was saying that I was kind of having a bit of guilt about ordering things and making delivery drivers come out. But then it's like, actually, then you're supporting those businesses. And even if it's the printers making your labels, they're probably like delighted to have that order now, just as you are to have your orders. And it's all a, you know, it's all a cycle. And I guess it's sort of what Beth was saying to me, to kind of put my mind at rest, is like, if people are offering it still and still delivering, then they probably want the business anyway. So,
and that's it. And I think one of the things when you work in food, and I'm going to make a gross generalization because I'm going to make the assumption that most people who work in food are really good with their food and safety hygiene because they've got all this certification and they actually, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to make a big assumption here, but you at least know what you should be doing. But I think people who have done their food and safety hygiene training actually, in theory, should already be doing a lot of these things that are protective in terms of sort of food service. So, you know, I would like to think that minimizes the risk a bit for those companies too. But yeah, no, it's been, I mean, it's also been, it's actually been really interesting for me seeing how I can flex and change, and things that in my gut that I've actually wanted to have time to do, like to even have more focus on my products, which can sometimes be really difficult when I'm running lots and lots of events and sessions and traveling in and out of London. I sort of get to the end of the day and I'm so mentally tired that I can't even think about what I want to do with my business. And this is really giving me time to develop things that I really have wanted to develop for a long time anyway. So yeah, there's definitely some bonuses in the whole situation, while still also recognizing, you know, it's a really difficult time for a lot of people. So trying to balance, you know, an awareness of that without that also saying, not letting that stop me and learn and grow and develop in this time as well. So yeah, it's a tricky balance. Sometimes I get it right, sometimes I don't.
Yeah, and it's also accepting that as well, that you're just learning as you go through this, and you can make those adjustments. And like you said, with people being more open, they're open to adjustments. You know, if you're saying, oh, actually, I'm just going to change to one day a week delivery and dispatch, you know, there's that flexibility and there's that openness to accept that.
Yeah. No, it's been strange times. That would be my way of summing it up. But I think, from a business perspective, it's actually been okay for me and been really helpful in pushing me to do some things that I think I would have been a bit nervous about doing, and also really opened up avenues for me that I hadn't really fully thought about, like even in terms of doing more corporate self-care gifting, which is something I kind of thought about in the back of my mind and had kind of put on my list of things to consider at some point in the future. But actually at the moment, it's just so important, because what I'm doing for some companies is sending either pouches to individuals or a box of pouches to them to send out, and then running an online hot chocolate meditation for them. So people make their hot chocolate and then we'll all sit down together and do a remote hot chocolate meditation together, which, you know, in previous times, people wouldn't have even considered doing that because everyone would have been in the office together. So I feel it's a really nice blend of the different things that I'm doing, and it feels, yeah, it feels like a really nice contribution to in my own tiny little corner, in my only tiny little way at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. And opening up that online space as well, and the offering of all the idea of doing meditation online. One of my friends is a therapist, and she's found that she's actually got a few more clients, and it's, you know, it's possibly removed that barrier of going to see somebody new and do something new, having to travel there, all these barriers that can be a real issue for some people to access, or you know, and people like being able to try your meditation and without any much cost, and it's not taking that much from them.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is that, and it's funny because again, for a really long time I'd been thinking, oh, maybe I should be running some kind of just free weekly drop-in meditation for people to come along to, and then I just couldn't quite like kick myself into gear enough to do it, even though it sounds like a really simple thing, but you know what it's like when you're running a business and just trying to keep your head above board. I was like, okay, well, let's just try it for a few days and see how it goes. And I've really loved it. And I've loved seeing people coming back again and again and again. And I've loved like writing new meditation scripts. And I did a session last night for two people who'd booked. And so they ended up having a private session for the two of them together. So we could do a completely bespoke remote session for an hour, which was actually, again, really, really nice. And I felt really grateful to be able to share that with people. And it's, yeah, again, something I've sort of thought about, but it also helps me for the future because I can be a little bit more location independent if more people are willing to do some of this stuff remotely as well, which, as you know, I do have some plans for moving in the future to a little bit further away from London. So, you know, if there are people that are willing to keep doing things remotely in the future, that will also be a big help for me.
I think people are definitely becoming more and more open to that, for sure. And I mean, we're all having to become used to these kind of calls, and it is definitely becoming more normal and showing people, actually, because like you say, even with travel time, it can take out such a large portion of the day. And it's quite nice just to be like, okay, I'm just going to go and sit down at my desk, and that's the separation, rather than getting in the car and going somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And I mean, I really enjoy being at home. I think I'm fortunate in that I'm a bit of a blend of introvert and extrovert, but I'm really quite happy in my own company. And I think for me, because because I'm safe and comfortable at home, I know that makes a big difference as well. And that's not the case for everybody. And I think also being a little bit outside of London means the social distancing thing is quite a lot easier. We've also got nature on our doorstep, and, you know, that just makes such a big difference for mental health. I mean, yeah, especially when all the parks got shut down in London, I really, really felt for people, because that, for me, having even just little tiny bits of the woods near my house, that's just been like, oh, it's like first thing in the morning, go for a walk with my husband and our dog, which is amazing, because again, generally during the week, it's me and Taz, our dog, and I take him for his walks, and it's just the two of us, and it's kind of cool, but it's so much nicer to have a walk together in the morning. We explore different bits. It's a beautiful time of the year to be going out walking as well. So yeah, there's a lot of things I'm very, very grateful for at the moment, I think, in amongst all of it. And it has been difficult. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit and say, oh yes, it's all been amazing and roses. There have been days that have really felt very, very difficult. But I think finding, again, those like little bits to be grateful for has definitely helped me when I felt myself start dipping over the other side. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll come up again. But
yeah, is that what you're doing on those days or even those hours that you're feeling that you're just taking a step back, and how are you kind of approaching that?
Yeah, it's those days. You know what I'm actually generally doing? I mean, sometimes I'm still trying to slog myself through work sometimes because I know it's taking me longer to do stuff. But actually, I will quite often, and as I've seen many, many people on Instagram, I'll just bake. that's, yeah, because it's not my job. So for me, and it's probably maybe a little bit different for you guys, but because my work is chocolate, it's quite different from baking, whereas baking is just like total release. And even if it's chocolate-based baking, I mean, that's that for me, being in the kitchen and just doing something really tasty and yummy that is not work-based. And it might be a little bit of recipe development that I'll use for something, but that's actually being the best thing that I can do, really. Yeah, because you can't, I mean, naturally, if I was probably in this situation in any other time, I'd go out for another walk. But because it's sort of being restrictive of outside time at the moment, that's really been the other thing that I've done. And it's been really lovely to just bake fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been really fun to see people really getting into food as a hobby again.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, it's also been a time, and I don't know what you found, but I've also found it's really made me look again at, you know, what do I really need in my life and in my business that is nourishing and enough, that's not like grasping and striving and, you know, needing to have the next biggest thing. It's just like, actually, what's important right now? What do I need, even just in a weekly shop? You know, what's enough for me to say that I've got enough in my cupboard that I don't have to panic about cooking a meal or having a few things, including a few treats as well. I thought I'd spent a fair bit of time over the last few years really looking at this stuff and kind of thinking, you know, what's meaningful to me, what's meaningful in my business. And this has made me realize I actually hadn't quite got beyond quite a surface level with some of this stuff. So it's been a mild, painful therapy, I would say. But it's, yeah, I'm still finding every week there's stuff that's being uncovered for me. And I think things that I've been doing in my business that actually, did I really need to be doing that? Or do I want to be doing that going forward? Because there are things I can definitely drop away and not be focusing on going forward, which is really good too.
Yeah, really good. There's a lot of time for sure for introspection, and yeah, there's not so much distraction from oneself, which actually is, I think it will be a good thing for everyone to really look at those things.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what people do, yeah, with work life, personal life, the kind of relationships that you want to have with people.
I'm really pleased that you kind of gone through that frustration and the difficulties in the beginning to, yeah, feeling a little bit more positive and just, yeah, positive in general.
Yeah, it's definitely taken me a while to get to this point. But then when you think about it also, look, well, it's been 6 weeks since the official lockdown, something like that. You think 6 weeks in the scheme of life, It's such a small space of time. And even if we end up being in lockdown or some kind of restricted way for 3 months, yes, it kind of is a long time, but again, in the scheme of things, also not. So yeah, it's really interesting what you can go through even in the space of 5 or 6 weeks. That's been me standing aside from myself looking at that. It's been really interesting. And I've loved seeing what people have been doing with their businesses as well, and how people have created new things, have supported each other, have also chosen to step back as well. I think it's been really lovely to see some businesses who have chosen to close and step back for the duration because it's just not right for them in their business. And I think that's as powerful a choice to make as trying to pivot and create a new business and go, oh, I need to do all this because everyone else is busy and doing stuff and I'm not doing anything. Say, hey, I need a break. That's a really powerful and important choice to make as well. And I think, yeah, I've really enjoyed seeing and hearing stories and seeing what people are up to.
Yeah, that's such a good message. Thank you for saying that. It's really important. Is there anything else that you would like us to share? Or anything you would like to say, point people towards?
Drink hot chocolate, it makes everything better. No, I mean, actually, on a serious point, I think kind of slightly back to what I said before, I think finding ways that you can give yourself meaningful treats across this time, and I don't even really mean that in a light way, it's actually really important for your mental health. I think this is not a time to be depriving and restricting and you know, looking at calories and berating yourself because you ate an extra biscuit, you know, actually whether that meaningful treat is giving yourself time to watch something really interesting on TV or to read a book for pleasure or to have some hot chocolate or to have some beautiful biscuits, whatever it is, that's a hugely, hugely important part of self-care and well-being. So yeah, don't use this time as a time of restriction. Just be kind. That's my main message. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others if you can be. And if you're not kind, be kind to yourself that you weren't very kind. There you go. That's very meta.
Oh, thank you. I think that's a really nice place to end. I think that's, yeah, just lovely. Thanks so
much. You're very welcome.
Speak soon, Meredith.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye.